we mentioned over the weeks. Let's try and conclude on at least two of them, maybe try and get to the third one. Okay. So the first one is the last one. Let's reintroduce the case for those who were not here last week. And that was, we have a situation where Reuven owns a property and his Chotzer garden has a fence around it, which is overlooking the public thoroughfare. And that fence is a very low fence. And he's bothered and disturbed after a few years, he's disturbed at the fact that he's become the local public entertainment, so to speak, that people in the streets, low fence, look into his property and disturb him. So he decided that's enough, he's going to replace the low fence with a big tall fence, no one can see into him and block it, prevent having Hezekiah, so to speak. So he starts removing the fence and getting the Kablan to build up a higher fence. Then he receives an envelope through the post, and in it is a summons to pay for people he doesn't even know. Reuven Shimon Levi, you've never had these names. So he turns up and he doesn't even recognize the people. And he said, "No, what have I done wrong?" They said, "You've done something very wrong." What's the claim? The claim is, for many years, there's a bus stop outside your property, and that low fence of yours we used as our bench. We sat on it. And now you're taking our bench away. You're putting a big tall fence in its place. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Why are you not allowed to do it? Because it's a public thoroughfare. A meitzer shehisko bo rabim, a place where the public are using, osa lekalkala. You can't interfere, you can't affect the rabim. So therefore you cannot raise up your fence. It's mine, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda's din is even when it's yours. It's your field, and you walk through the property, and it's still your field. You cannot now stop me walking through the field. You can't interfere with my use of your field, because I'm the public. So here, yes, it's your fence, but you can't need the public, interfere with the public, using your fence as a bench. So therefore, you're not allowed to raise your fence.
That's not restricted to Derek Rabin, it's to any use of the
Rabin. We'll see what analyze it before. So last week we said, okay, to avoid the dentura, can you replace it them with giving them a bench? They say, look, I'll give you a bench. You want something to sit on? I'll build a bench for you, and I'll raise up the wall. So we said, yeah, that was a possibility last week. Can we discuss it? Now let's look at the actual dentura. Is it a claim? Does Rabbi Yehuda apply over here? Can the public say, don't touch your fence, leave it low, don't raise it up, we're using it as our public bench? Or not? Can they use Rabbi Yehuda?
Did he know they were using it as a bench?
You saw it. He didn't give it to them, didn't say, put a sign up, please sit here.
No, but he knew that they were sitting.
See,
there's a difference between crossing through your area, whether it's about seeing your usage, versus sitting on a fence where there's no use to your usage. They're not encroaching on you in any way.
They're not interfering with your use, but what are they doing to the fence? But what are they doing to the fence? The wear and tear of the fence.
Well, there's a stone wall.
The fence.
It's a stone wall.
Okay, it's a bit of a stone wall. Yes, it's a stone wall. Okay, Shmuel's throwing out that, sorry. Let's analyze a fundamental thing of this whole halacha, which we've waited so long. My question: do the public need to do a kinyan in order to get the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda? If they need to do a kinyan to get the whole halacha of Rabbi Yehuda in the first place, then sitting on the wall is not a kinyan. See, maybe it is a kinyan. Okay, so we have to analyze what is a kinyan. Firstly, the first question, do you need a kinyan to have this halacha? We the public acquired this area and now you can't interfere with us. Or even without doing a kinyan, they say we're using this area without kinyan on it, and therefore you still can't interfere with us. What does Rabbi Yehuda's do? When does it start? With a kin or even without a kin? Then we'll say what type, if it needs a kin, we'll discuss what type of kin is. But let's just fundamental, do you need a kin? Let's try and bring Raya's evil way. The firstly, the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Mordechai and Tosef, the Shulchan Aruch passes it. Number one, Meitzah Shehizkah Barabim Berushus. A Meitzah, a pathway which the public are using with permission of the owner. Then you can't interfere with the public. What does that imply? That halacha. What does rishus imply? You got permission from the owner. What does that imply? In order to have Rabbi Yehuda's din, you need rishus. What does that imply?
A kinyan.
A kinyan. Because I'm the owner. When do you need rishus? When I'm the owner, and you want to take something of mine because I'm the owner, so you need to, I need to transfer it to you. Yeah.
Why?
Rishus, classic rishus means I need to give you some sort of ownership.
No, rishus means I allow you to do it. You use my sefer with rishus. I'm not.
So what are you when you use my sefer? A shol. A shol needs a kinyan?
No.
Yes.
He doesn't need a kinyan to use the sefer.
He does.
He needs a kinyan to be considered a shol.
Is it not called a shol? Yes.
But he can use the sefer without being a shol.
Implication of rishus. Pasha's indication of rishus is that I'm the owner. If you want to use it, then you need me to give certain rights here to you. Rishus gives you rights. So these, maybe it means kid.
Maybe it means kid. It means he's just not mocha.
Okay.
The word that implies kinyan much more is hechziku.
Okay. Right. However, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, seems to say opposites. What does the Mishnah say? You have a pathway, a public pathway going through the middle of your field. Not love and not let min asad. You take that middle of the pathway, the middle of the field, away from the public. And you gave them a replacement on the side. What you've taken doesn't work to take. You have to still give them rights in the middle of your field. And what you gave on the side is also now the public. So what does that halacha imply?
So there's no opinion on
the
new thing, for sure.
Why? Because the new thing. I gave it to them to use. But what's the new thing? Why did I give it to them to use?
You wanted to take back the other thing.
Did I take back the other thing? Did I manage to take back the middle thing?
No,
so therefore it was conditional. I gave you the side path on condition that I could take the middle path, and we still say halachically, Rabbi Yehuda applies. Rabbi Yehuda says both paths you can't touch, because the side path also, even though it was given to you on condition and you didn't fulfill the condition, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda did apply even though you didn't fulfill the condition. Mr. Public, you had only had right to use this path on condition. You didn't fulfill it. The halacha is, I don't care, I'm the public, I can use it even against your will, even against your condition. I can break your conditions and still have the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that this is a public path, you can't interfere with me. So this halacha implies that, do you need a kinyan or not need a kinyan? Implies, do you need some sort of haskama from the owner, some sort of agreement with the owner? No, it says I can do things even against the agreement.
That's because halacha is forcing the owner to act a certain way. It's like if they can overrule the person and say, look, now you must.
So therefore I can do two things. Because Basin can override and say, yeah, even without kinyan, no kinyan is in. When do you need kinyan? When do you need kinyan? He says, it's mine. You want to have it? Then you have to follow my instructions. That's when kinyan is. Yeah. But if you're telling me I can take it without following instructions, that means forget it. You're not a factor over here. I can do what I like. I'm the public, and the public can do what they like. That's the simple reading over here. Of this halacha. So we see two halachas, no, they're not really compatible with each other. One says you need his permission. The other one says you need his permission, but you don't have to fulfill any of his conditions. So it doesn't matter what he says.
Well, maybe one applies to the original. Maybe they're both accurate. And when it comes to the initial roads within my property, that you need a kinyan for. Once you have a road, so then you
know, well, right, the second road is nothing to do with the first road. Nothing to do with the first road. Second road is like a new road. And you say, well, it doesn't matter what you say. So why do I need your permission if it doesn't matter what you're saying? So now we look at the crux of it. Rabbeinu Yonah comes and explains the whole halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Where does it come from? What's this din of public? You, Rabbi Yehuda, say public, you can't interfere. My Connolly, how did they acquire it? Why is it theirs? Why can't I sit in the bit? Mine. They did not acquire it. You can't ask such a question. Saying me'ika hadin, it says, ela osa lekalkukom. Always saying it is a loshen. There's an issa, the prohibition to interfere. The fisha osa lesa lerabim. It's osa to cause any discomfort to the public. But the Kalkul makes you sit about, therefore you can't interfere with the path which they're using, because if you do, you're causing discomfort to the public, and it's also to cause discomfort to the public. It's Yoratea. It's not Choshen Mishvot. No kinyon needed. It's like nothing to do with the public. It's all yours. But if you put up a gate and you stop them coming now, what's going to be the result? You're causing discomfort to the public. You're not, it's osa, you're a day, isa, to cause discomfort to the public. Kivin shehilgala, because that's what they're used to, and now you're stopping them. You're causing discomfort. Isa, you're a day. Then we have to discuss what is it, how much time, okay? But he adds the word Rishus. Now, let's go with the Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is going to help me out. He's saying, as we saw from the Mishnah, that you can break agreements with him. Doesn't matter what he wants. At the end of the day, you're now used to this path. You can't interfere with their use, not because they own anything. And even they break the agreement. Of course they don't own anything. They even broke your agreement. You said unconditioned, meaning they're not fitting the condition. Of course they don't owe anything. But you can't interfere, because it's your debt. Okay, so why do you need permission in the first place? Even the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says it's your debt, and you can't cause them discomfort, and something to do with ownership, but even Rabbeinu Yonah says, in order for Yehuda's halacha of Yodea to apply, you need the owner's original invitation.
That's
why?
That's the merit of being over your privacy and damaging your property. Without permission, you can't walk over the property. There's a gria, you have to wear and tear, you have to, you know.
Yeah, but that's only for the first 10 people. Yeah, well, about the rest of the public. After that, they don't need your permission. Fine, but it's not. It's once you tell me it's interfere with me, the public, because you're there, then I'm allowed to cause wear and tear. That means the public's allowed to walk over here because you can't interfere with them. So that means halakhically, you just have to watch and let them. So therefore, of course, now the public can do what they like.
Can't it already exists? But this doesn't exist. You don't like create a new thing for them. I mean, your job is not to service the public. It's just you can't take away from them.
Yes, and the public just took it.
So that they can't do.
What? I know.
So that's not your thing. Don't issue to maintain my own rights and my own property. It's just to take away from the.
They don't have rights. The public never have rights. You said an agreement with them. Do you feel the agreement? The public didn't feel the agreement. So they don't have rights. Absolute rights. As Rabbeinu says, they have no rights, no kinyon, and no nothing. Here. But you can't stop them. Why? Because you're not allowed to cause discomfort to the public. So why do you need? Why does this halacha, which says you can't interfere them, is only true if they had permission at the beginning? In Toshin Ayin Aleph, when they started walking, we see, did they have permission? Yes. Oh, then you can't cause them discomfort in Toshin Ayin Ches. Okay? But if in Toshin Ayin Aleph they didn't have permission, then in Toshin Ayin Ches you can say to the public, out of it, I'm looking up. That's the halacha of Rishus. We look at, was there initial permission? Yeah? Why? If you tell him it's your dad, he's going to ask you, can you know him? Why do you need his original permission and blessing? That's the first few people, but once it's a public, then it's already awesome for you now to be, okay? So I'm not stopping, I can't stop them. Okay, the first few people have done something wrong.
Seven person,
the
eight person, at some point.
But that's not the halacha says. In Toshin Ayin Aleph, they did not have permission. In Toshin Ayin Ches, you can kick them out, even although they've been walking there for 8 years. Because the original entry was done without permission. That's it. There's no halacha, Rav Yehuda. Why? The whole thing's your dad. No, have you got something to say?
I'm not convinced that the reshut means you actively gave them permission. I think it just means you didn't object.
And even if you objected, why not? I don't care.
Objected?
I don't care.
Who doesn't care?
We, the public. I don't
care.
You
have the right to be there.
So what? I'll do it's, and then you can't interfere.
Why not?
Why not?
No, why can't I interfere? You were never a chizikabal. I don't need to go.
Chizikabal, like you said, is kinyonim. I don't need to go. It's right there. The public can decide to do. What's it called in the domain? What's it called? I'm asking why? If it's your dad, what's your
dad? Why am I responsible to provide the public with
you're not responsible. We ignore you.
It doesn't matter.
We ignore you.
We
ignore you until we get called the public part.
No, who says that you have
we ignore you. I don't care. Put up sign every day.
Who says you have the right to ignore me?
So I don't have a right, but I, as a public, go ahead. We're not talking about whether it's right or not. We're talking about whether the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda applies.
Maybe Casey, that when you do it against my will, that you get any right in there at all.
I don't have any rights ever, even when I do it with your will.
You can't do it.
But I still do it.
Why?
Because the halacha.
The halacha doesn't say you can do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't say you can do it.
You said come in here only if you do this and this.
No,
and this.
The halacha.
And I said
only
I came
says,
and I came in.
Yeah. The halacha only says.
Yeah, the rabbi says.
That's not a chizikabal.
I tell you a story here, chizikabal rabbi.
That's not.
I tell you chizikabal rabbi. Says the public start using your public. You put up a big sign, not allowed to. Yeah, and you put up a fence, and then the public next day come with the knives and the scissors, and they cut the fence, and they walk through. And then you stand over there, and you've got a stick, and then the public come with their bodyguards, and they push you out of the way. And they, every day they do something else until after 6 months.
That's not a chizikabal rabbim. That's gozu rabbim.
Yeah, gozu rabbim. So what's
it's not a chizikabal if you're doing with this.
So gozu rabbim, you should also have the din rabbi in
your. Why?
Why? Why not?
Why yes? Because it's my property.
Because you're now causing discomfort.
I'm allowed to cause you discomfort if you're
taking
my property.
Why? Why are you allowed to cause me discomfort?
Because I'm not responsible. Because I can get you off my property.
Why can you cause me discomfort?
You need a special dispensation to say I can't cause you discomfort. I can shoot you if you're on my property. I can do whatever I have to do
with you on my property.
Without absent a special takana to say you can be on my property, I could do what I want to get you off my property. I don't have to worry about you. Sorry, you.
But now it's your attend. You can't be sorry.
There's no halacha in your attend either.
There is public. You can't call stuff.
No, it doesn't say that.
Is it? That's what Rabbeinu
doesn't say that.
Rabbeinu says public. You can't call discomfort.
But he says l'fishas l'sav meisur shechzikubo. He didn't say you can't call.
Why? Why?
You can't call when you're shechzikubo.
Why? Why?
Yeah. I don't see the question.
So
here.
Let's take Martin and explain what he means.
My wife does that all the time.
Chazal is saying the public were came in. Oh, you can't. There's a halacha. Your dad says no. Can't cause them discomfort. But when do we care about causing them discomfort? You must have caused them discomfort. If they weren't at fault at the first place. If the public wasn't at fault, then we want to make sure now you, Mr. Owner, don't discomfort the public because they weren't at fault at the first place. They were invited in. But if they weren't invited in, and they just took over, yeah, we allow you to cause sad to the rabbim in such a case, because the rabbim are also wrong. So they did something, Shlomo said this, something not to say this. They came in and took over without permission. Then we're not going to protect the rights of the public. We only protect the rights of the public. We only want the public to be looked after and not cause discomfort when they did nothing wrong. Tum Lev, they just reassured and they entered in with permission. And then things carried on as if, and then you want to get rid of them? No, you can't. Then you're causing discomfort. But we don't need to protect their comfort if they did something wrong in the first place. That's what Bassus is saying. Okay. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says you do not need kinyonim. Okay. Let us look at a Mishnah in Orlos. Mishnah Olas says like this. What do you think? Olas, what's got to do with us? A lot. The Tirsh Arash, one of the Shonim, says, connects it to us again. The Mishnah Olas says like this. Soda Bochim, lo nota v'lo nizos. A Soda Bochim, a crying field. Yeah, literally. Lo nota v'lo nizos. You can't plant, you can't sow. Who can't? The owner. A crying field, the owner can't himself plant his own produce. Or trees, plant his trees. Why? What does it mean, crying fields? So the Rash explains. Zodah shemachtiim bo hametim. It's a field which the public use to do hesbetim in. Shamgar. Lo nitzilus, the owner of that field cannot plant it now. Can't interfere, can't. So, why? Mishum yesh ba'alim nogaba. Because he's given up hope. The kivan shekein, whom is yashima ba'alim meni. The ba'alim has said, look, the public are using as a beta hesped. I've got no use of this now. Vahablek meitze shehistu barabim. It's like a public pathway. Which is also the calculus. That's the same reason over there. You can't interfere with a public pathway for the same reason. It's only because the owner gave up any concept of use of it, and the ichsekadin and they did a kinyan. Avolonis yashu. But if the owner never gave up hope, in Kain Habi Matsak and Shlokatin, that means the owner never gave up hope of use of it. Therefore the public are using it and making kinyonim in it, chazokas in it, without the permission of the owner, because the owner never gave up rights in it, mutilakakul, then the owner is allowed to take away that use away from the public.
He's not allowing them to use it now?
Yes, now he wants to change his mind.
No,
too late.
But up until now, he wasn't allowing them to use it. They were doing it.
They did it.
Why is that shloked in?
But if it's shloked in.
Why is that shloked in if he was allowing them to use it?
He didn't be Irish.
He didn't be Irish, but they weren't doing it shloked
in. Okay. Shloked in to do a kinyan. You can't acquire something. That's what it means. Not that shloked in you're doing something wrong. Kinyonim, Isakis, Azoka of Shokadin. Azoka of Shokadin. Azoka which has no halakhic basis.
What does that do with you? So if you learn a feeling, then you.
No. First, how does it work? Two stages. It's mine, and it needs to become yours for the public. How does mine become yours for the public? First, I have to give up ownership on it, and then you acquire it. So I have to be Ayish, like Hefka. What's this Hefka? Anyone can come and acquire it. So, says the Rash, that so if the taka, the owner, gave up hope, then it became hefka, and then the public were actually acquiring it. So now it says, you can now not interfere. It belongs to them. Is that right? But if the owner never gave up hope, he just said, come in, but I'm going to use it someday. So I'm going to use it. Oh, so therefore, he never gave up ownership. It's not up for grabs. Then the public can use it, but it's never acquired. If you never acquire it, I can suddenly say, one day, doors are closed. because I only can't close the doors if you own it. If you, the public, own it, then I can't close the doors. But if you, the public, don't own it, because I still own it, because I never gave up hope, I never gave you rights to be able to acquire, then one day I could just say, close the doors, as the Rush says.
But then there's something to do with being a Rabbin. Even a private party can walk into a Hefker field and take it over.
Okay, so that's we're going to see from the soon an answer to that. That's a good point. We've got to see the soon an answer. Okay. Yeah. So we see that Rash learned that the public, in order to have the dinner review, they need to do kinyanot. What did the Rash learn? Yep, you need a kin. So we've got a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah. Is this a din yoredei, and therefore you don't need kinyonim? Or is this a din choshen mishpat, like the Rash learned, that you need the public to acquire, and they only acquire if the owner gave up home, and now allows them to acquire? But they need to do kinyon. No, Rash is a Rishon. Yeah, Rash is a Shimshim is a Loi. Now, it should be enough given an Arkis, Lechora. What's Arkis? The public are sitting on your wall. Have they done a Kenyan by sitting on your wall? What is the wall? What is the wall? Is it metalton or kaka?
Kaka.
How do you acquire kaka? What's a chazoka?
Using it.
No. No.
No.
No. God of Forest. Very clear. What a name. You have to break it. You have to lock it up. Yeah. You have to do a shinner to it. It's not use. Use is nothing. It's not kinyan. So therefore, the public are using it. That means they're not doing kinyan, they're just using it. Well, so the chora, they're using it with permission. They're using it with permission.
If I live in a house for 3 years, it's not a chazaka.
No, not a chazaka for kinyan. Definitely not. Now, so therefore, our case is the public are using it with permission. Let's say, because like Martin says, the owner seeing it is passive permission. Okay, you can do it. Fine. They're using it with permission, but they're not done any kinyan. Can you just then take it away from them? L'chora is dependent on what we just said. In order to not be able to take it away, do the public need to do kinyan or not? Or is just permission good enough? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the public, do they need to do a kinyan?
No.
So use with permission, you can't interfere with them. So therefore you can't interfere with this wall. You have to leave it. Because it's a cause of Yodea. Can't cause them Sa. But according to the Rash, in order not to be able to take it from the public, what does the public need to do according to the Rash?
Kidding.
They didn't do a kidding, so that I could just build up my wall. You never acquired this right, so therefore I just build up my wall. So what's the halacha?
What is the
grammar
of walking through the area.
Oh, we'll discuss that. That's the next point. Okay, that's the next point. Okay. So let's see what the halacha is. Like Rabbeinu Yonah, it's Yoredeya, or is it like the Rash that it's Kodesh and Mish, but you need Kinyon? The Sma in Shinai and Zayin, when this halacha is brought down, says like this. You tell me what he's saying. Which side is he choosing? Number four. Shesu Barabim Barushas. You got your din if you had permission. Okay. Kamash Velom Bezer. The Dafka Shehizka Vashus Osla Kaka. Only if you had permission to be, then you can't interfere with the public. Masha in Kishabo Shaloshibus. If you did it without permission, then you can get rid of them. Miu, Kol Sharabim Muksokimbo Ata Lafanenu. If we see the public using it now, turn in Lehem. We the based in China for them. Ra'ominan, we say the Vadai Birishus Hisakta both. Vadai with permission they had a chazok on it. What is he saying? Which side is the smart choosing?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Okay. The pastures of the Sma, which the Achrenim want to bedayak from, is that since he's saying there's two halachas he's saying, and both of them are only halachas in kinyonim. There's two halachas, there's only both these type of halachas are only halachas in kinyonim. Firstly, he's saying halacha, the mashmos, is we assume that they Rishus Hizak Debo. That not just Rishus using it, Rishus Shizak Debo, they did a Hakinin Chazoka, that's the Lashon Chazoka though, Hakinin or something. And secondly, he's using the concept of Tanino. What's Tanino? Tanino is, you come to Basin.
That's when it's a new one, right?
You come to Basin, and there's a person who's one of the Balitinim who has no way of knowing the facts. He is either a Yerush, he doesn't know what his father did, or he's a Lekech, he doesn't know what the seller did, he's a buyer. And the Smar is extending it here to the public. The public don't know what happened, not everyone was around at the time to know what happens in the field. These people need to be defended, because they don't know what happens, and we tainin and any tainer that gives them rights. You want to be here? We tainer a tainer which actually gives you monetary rights to be over here. You don't know, we're going to tell you this is what happened in order that you stay over here, because you have no way of knowing. That is a tainer in Choshen Mishpat and Kinyon. You don't do that by Issev HaHetzer. There's no such thing as Tanina by Issev HaHetzer. And therefore, since the Pashas of the Smar is that the Halacha is that you need to do a Kinyan. It is Choshen Mishpat. You only Rabban have rights if they acquired. And if we don't know, we assume they did acquire. And therefore, from the Smar, it seems to be passing like the Rash, that you only had to dinner of Yehuta if you've done the kinyan. If so, in our case of the bench, no kinyan was done, and therefore the din Torah would be that, yeah, you've been using, Mr. Public, you've been using this wall for many years with Rishus, but without a kinyan, therefore you're not entitled to object now when he wants to raise it up, because since you didn't do a kinyan, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply. Yeah. So now we're going to tackle Shmuel's point. Okay, that's the first intero sorted.
And that was done?
That first intero is done. You're going to see, as you go along, there's more to add to why it's even more obvious why it's obvious he can build this wall. But that is the first point, obvious point. Yeah, need a kinyan, they didn't do a kinyan. Okay. That's the first restriction that we have on Rabbi Yehuda. Let's now go to our next case. Ramot Bet Shemesh, residential areas built up many years. There are pockets of areas which are designated for the public use, which haven't yet been given out. Those are desolate areas which the local residents are using as public paths to get through to their shortcuts, which they want to do for many years. Now an area gets designated to a shul, and the shul want to build a shul over there, and the local residents send a summons to the shul and says, you can't build it in a fashion which interferes with our shortcut. You have to build it, the shul, with a tunnel that allows us to go through with the same dimensions that we've been going through all along to get to our shortcuts, because we got the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, question number one. What did we just conclude? In order to have Rabbi Yehuda, what do you need to do? A kinyan. Have they done a kinyan over here?
Yeah.
What kinyan have they done?
Well, same kinyan that regular halakha would apply, walking through.
What is walking through? That's a fundamental question, like Shmuel asked. Walking is a kinyan? What's walking?
Making holes in the ground.
What's walking? What's walking? Okay, very good. I'm from Avinu. Yes, that's one of the Mephoshim asked the question. Okay, you'll see. Now, what is walking? Is that Kenyan? What do we say Kenyan is?
Wait a minute.
What do we say Kenyan is? No, I got a little
Teacher Takana is Derech Harabin. If walking is not a Kenyan, it means you don't need a Kenyan.
So therefore, we've got a fundamental problem over here. Yeah, we've got a fundamental problem over here. We said you need a Kenyan. Okay. Is walking a Kenyan? It's not a Kenyan. Hey, how can you say you need a Kenyan if walking is not a Kenyan, and walking is the classic case of where Rabbi Yehuda flies, then how can you say you need a kinyan?
If you walk the borders, you're measuring it out, walking the borders is a kinyan. Derek Rabin, nobody's walking the borders.
That's a kinyan for Shukta. Then do Chalukah. Chalukah is not to acquire from Reuven, wants to transfer his rights to Shimon, walking around the borders doesn't do that. So the Rashba and Shuva was asked this question. She'ela, Tahad Zoran Meitzah Shesva Rabbe Osakacha, Vakama Hayyasuakosim. How do you do this, Kenyan? What makes them have rights? You have to do something. What does it? What does it? So the Rashbam on our classic case of it's a public path and therefore you can't interfere. What does he say? The Rashbam and Dakuf Omiz Aleph. Very interesting. On our classic case. Shehiv Shuba Tikna Lehela. They flattened it out and made it fitting to walk. And the Balaam knew the Shosku and they kept quiet. Then it's also the Kalkula. Then you can't interfere with that path. The Vadai the Rabba Mokhel, for sure that they're given over to the public the rights. But Kol Shugain Nasisa, Kol Shugain in the case of the Mishnah, Shanosim Adarakh for Yadayim, he invited them in. Hilchot Masha Nosan Nosan. Therefore, once he invited them in, it says, Kagosha Hizikri, if they've done a Kinyan Chazokah. So the Rashbam takes our classic case of the public path, and therefore you can't interfere in, and says, you know when the public path you can't interfere? That's if the public did something. What did they do? They flattened it and made it fitting to walk on. Ah, that is one of the classic examples of doing chazok in some of these fields. It's got mounds in it, and you flatten it out in order to make it more usable. That's a classic example of a Kenyan chazokah. But without doing that, just walking through, according to the Rashbam, are you done Rabbi Yehuda's din? Have you Rabbi Yehuda's din applies and just walking through without flattening it? According to Rashbam? No? So Einoch Hanami, the Rashbam is saying that walking is nothing. It's nothing. It doesn't give you any halakha.
So if you're walking through an undeveloped area in RBS, probably they had to make some sort of path. And they
only if they themselves made a ruya to be passed or made, then you can say that they've done a chazokah, they've done a kinin chazokah. So when we built it up, you need a kinin, and you need a proper kinin, called a kinin chazokah, and you need a pesach in it. If that, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply.
What does the Rashbam do with the fact that the Mishnah mentions nothing about this?
Right. He prefers to add this than to say, well, hey, there's no kinyan. This doesn't fit with halakha as a kinyan. How can the public not take it away from the public? The Rashbam has a big problem with this. Rashbam. The Rashba says, I want to...
But there was a Rashba.
That's the Rashba. The Rashba says in his Shuva, I want to point out to the Rashba that there is a Gemara in Yud Beis on the Dalas which says completely, clearly the opposite. What does he say? What does the Gemara over there say? Number 7 on your Marmokas. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You have a street, and that street is a highway. It goes into a highway and takes it from one city to the other city. It's a street that takes you from one city to the other city. Ubiksha b'nei ir l'sosman, and the member of one of the cities wants to block it up. So now you can't travel from one city to the other city. One is just a block in it. The members of the city can stop them doing that. Not only in a case where they've got no other options, then they can obviously stop them out. Hey, I have to travel to the Yerushalayim and this is the only path. But of course, if you lock me up, you can't stop me going to Yerushalayim. Not only that case. Even if they've got many other options how to get to Yerushalayim, they can still stop you from blocking up this path that goes to Yerushalayim. Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Chozer Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Meitzah Sheitzvei Rav and Masa Kaku. A pathway which the public are using, you can't interfere. Says the Rasha, L'chora Mashma, it's clear, it seems from here, Meshasha Holchava Rabim, just for the fact the public are walking there, then you can't interfere. That's what's mushroom from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Just the fact that the public are walking and they didn't do any kinyonim. They just walked over here. You can't interfere with them.
The Rashi is saying you don't need a kinyon, or he's saying walking is a kinyon?
So now, because he says the mob is over here. They just the public is a street.
I think the mission is far more mashma.
It's not qualified.
She was a rabbi. Derech rabbi.
The derech. All it is a derech.
So that's the Mishnah. What does it need the Gemara for? Hmm? You should say that from the Mishnah, not from the Gemara.
You can say this something here. This is what are the normal paths between cities and cities? Not something like. So the Romans came along, but they made roads. There was no roads.
No, it's the most mother in the Fulash. Mother is just something.
The Acheres that goes from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh. So the Rashba says clearly not like the Rashbam. He says you don't need to cook, walk. You don't need to do kinyan. You just need to walk. Public can have the din or Rabbi Yehuda. You can't interfere with them. If you just the public walk, even if the public did nothing to it, all they did is walk. So now we've got a few problems. We've got two problems. How does the Rashbam learn this Rabbi Yochanan? If there's mashmas in this Rabbi Yochanan that you just need to walk, how can the Rashbam say, no, public can only have this in Rabbi Yochanan if they actually did a kinyan chazaka, they flattened the area. Hear this, says you just need to walk? That's our question, how does Rashbam learn here, even? He's not going to argue in Rabbi Yochanan. Second thing, is the conclusion that you just suggested that he said, Rashba saying you don't need to do a kinyan chazaka, you need to walk. Does that mean the Rashba held that walking is good enough because he holds you don't need to do kinyan on him? You don't need kinyan on him? Okay. And it's an action of a famous Gemara, and then how can the Rash say before that Rabbi Yehuda held this thing, you can't interfere with him only if you do a kinyan? Walking is not kinyan. Walking is not a kinyan.
Or he holds walking is a kinyan.
What?
Or he holds that walking is a kinyan.
If you flatten it, fine. But if you don't flatten it, and you're still Rashba saying, you've got a Beferish Gemara called Rabbi Yochanan, that says you don't need to flatten, just walk, then how can you see this whole thing, Rabbi Yehuda, only applies you did a kinyan? Walking is not a kinyan. Basically, we've got this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, how does it fit with the Rash, and how does it fit Rashba? The Rash says you need a kinyan, walk is not a kinyan. Rashba says you have to flatten it. You didn't flatten it. So anyone's got an idea, they can suggest it now.
What we said by a property, to make a chazaka, you have to smooth it out.
That's right.
That's a property you live on, yes. Your field. But if you're talking about a calf, a street, maybe to get a chazaka, it's good enough to walk on.
Why?
Because that's the way streets use.
Oh, the Baltic! You're talking back here. You're not in America. Wow. That's a wonderful answer. We're going to read it inside in Shulchan Aruch, number 8. Absolutely wonderful. In the halachas of Mecca Chamemka, Kinyonim, this is what it says. And Kuf Sadi Beit. Hamocha Nosen Lachaveh Soda Besad Sadeh. Somebody selling his property. His friend, Kivan Shadosh Hametsa Shabain Shtei Sodom. And all he does is like small suggestions. He walks the border. All he does is walk the water. V'nasu shteim kesoda echot. If not only he makes walks the water, but he actually flattens it. Dosh is like the tisha, flattens it. Yeah. And makes it now one field. Before it had a few bumps and a little a mountain away. You made it like one. That's a proper chazoka kinyan because he flattens it. It's called avim holich b'la'ocharofa. But if you just went like Shmuel said, you go around the borders, you walk around the width and length, you just walk it round. You don't do any fields, you don't flatten anything, you just walk around. Ein helasa moka, walking is nothing, it's not kidding. The im shvil shakramim is not a field, but it's a pathway in the middle of the vineyard, it's a pathway. And you want to buy the pathway. Mochalo, then walking, and you want to buy it, sell it to him. Hoyo v'nasa lehiach, it works, it's called a kinyan just to walk, since it's designated and designed just for walking. If it's designed just for walking, walking is a kinyan. If it's not designed just for walking, It's a whole field. It's not just for walking. It's for planting and everything. Walking is nothing. You have to do a kinyan chazaka. But the area you're buying is only a pathway. It's designed just, all its job is to walk. Then to do walking on it is a kinyan. So sometimes walking is a kinyan, and sometimes walking is not a kinyan. Depends what you're buying. If you're buying something which has many multiple uses, then walking is nothing. You have to do it while walking. But if you buy something which is only use is walking, then walking is the kinyan. That's in Hilchos Mekach HaMemka. Meila the Taz adds over there.
So you're saying if the use of something is considered a kinyan or not?
When the use of that is only use. This thing has only this use, then the use of it is the kinyan. If it has multiple uses, then the use is nothing.
Well, there are problems with multiple uses.
Oh, you've got to define what's called multiple uses and what's not. The second. Memela the Taz says, V'chem b'mokem beis alekhesis. You want to buy a seat in a shul. Kiven sheyoshiv olam, kona. As soon as you sit on it, you acquire. Hoy of a Taz shemokem, who lekach? Because that's the whole purpose of it. The whole seat of the shul is just useless sitting. It has no other use. Therefore, sitting on this kinyan, you want to buy it, just sit. So now, let's ask this last question. Okay. He said you need a kinyan. And we said that you have to do a kinyan which works in halachas and mekos amemka. And sometimes walking works, and sometimes walking doesn't. Depends what you're selling. Memela, to answer up the cash on the last farm is our cash now. We can say, simply, what can we say? The last one says, walking is nothing unless you sat in a field. But then Rabbi Yochanan says, as Maswaz, as Rashba pointed out, that just walking is good enough to have the halachas, that you can't interfere, the pups now own it. Well, how are you going to rectify it? You told me you had to fashion. What's the answer? Very good. The sota case is a sota, it's a field. It has multiple uses. The fields. So therefore, if you want, says the Rashbam, something is multiple uses. Walking is nothing. The public just walk there, it doesn't give them any rights. And you have the only way you can't explain is they got rights. They didn't get rights, because they didn't acquire. That's a flattening, that's a provoking. But the case of Rabbi Yochanan, what's it talking about? Rabbi Yochanan's case. A highway. What's the purpose of that highway? For getting from A to B, that's all it is. It's not for planting. If you're planting, you're chucked out. You're not allowed to plant on the highway. It's opposite of planting. It's for them just to walk. Says that, if so, it's designated only for walking. Tuck over there. Walking is good enough. Even the Rashbam will think walking is good enough over there.
What does the Rashbam think of the Rashbam? What does the Rashbam think of the Rashbam? He asked a question.
So what does the Rashbam think of the Rashbam? Says the base of prime, like this. Mavur ba Rashbam the Hela created Lokom. Rashbam held walking is not good. Makom and honey live on Shehiska ba Rabbim Tonish Roshabim. But if you have a highway which the public have used, then that's like the shrill shvakramim, which shein osa klal el lahelach. Its whole purpose is walking. But nick the behelach, even according to Rashbam, ma shein kein mates the soda, ma shein kein a field, she osa ksas the shtamish bo sorakaka, which has other uses, bichoch ein a nick the behelach, it wouldn't be good for walking. The mates are meaning the mortars. Okay. So therefore, the Rashbam says, "Einochanami." The Rashbam and the Rashbam are not arguing. The Rashbam and the Rashbam are not arguing. They're just talking about different cases. Yeah. Sometimes walking is good enough. Sometimes walking is not good enough. Depends what it is. Is it sole use or has multiple uses? Now let's look at our two cases, and you tell me what is their uses over there. The case of the residential areas, which surrounds areas of pockets of desolate areas which are going to be used for public institutions. Now, they've been using that as a shortcut to wherever they want to go, the public. Suddenly now gets designated after many years. The shul want to build, they say you can't build because you're interfering with our path. So we said, that only applies if you've done a kinyan. Public, well, you've done walk there. You haven't done a kinyan. Yeah, okay. So now, is this a walking which gives them a kinyan or not? Because sometimes walking gives them a kinyan or not.
No.
Is this area designated only for walking, or has multiple uses? What is this area?
Right now, it's only for walking.
Everyone knows it's meant to be built.
30 years from now, not now.
You can plant there too if you want. That's also a use.
No.
Make them up there. You can walk there, you can plant there. You can build your live Wilmer bonfire there. Right?
Okay. Okay, so the Chora has multiple uses, and one even the dike from the base of Fine itself, which just said, it says, but smate, the last line of base of Fine, Mashiach, and make the soda, the mystery of the soda, the borders of the soda, should also exatlish damish bo sorachaka, that has some sort of, has a bit of other use besides walking, because it doesn't do anything. So, in order to stop the kinyan of walking, as soon as it has slight other use, even a slight other use, that can stop the kinyan of walking. In order to have a kinyan of walking, it has to be only walking and active. And therefore, these desolate areas in the town, they're not just only walking. They have, like you said, different times of year, so you can use, the public uses them maybe for different things. Bonfires and all that thing, or you say, picnics, teals. And therefore, walking is not good enough, and that won't be a defense from the public to say, we're going to stop you, Mr. Shul, from building because you're standing up. No, you're not. You never acquired it. Because walking is not good enough, and walking is not good enough over here, because it's not just for walking, it also has multiple uses. So walking is not good, and you didn't acquire it. Oh. The final thing which we have to discuss next week is this point. Firstly, there was one fact in that particular case which says is that the area turns round, and after a few requests from the public, they actually tarred the area to give them a way to walk. Does that now change things? So maybe that changed things. And our last case which we have to work out is the case in Tiberia. What's the case in Tiberia? Remember? You had a field, somebody had fields, and it's right on the border of Canaris. For many years, what did he do? He built a path from the public street to the beach, and he had a fence at the end of the path and said, no entry to the beach unless you pay. And he made pocket money for people to swim. Then the law came out, no more charging for beaches around the Canaries. Okay, so now he can't have the fence at the end of the path. So now he wanted to put the fence at the beginning of the path and say, you can't enter from the street to my path unless you pay. The beaches are free, but the use of my path, you can't. So you have to pay. So he said, the public said, no, you can't put a door because it's a matrix that we're rubbing. We've been using this for many years, even though you gave it to us with the idea of making money, but it doesn't matter, because even when you may give it to us as a mistake, it still applies wherever you put it in. So now, over there, have the public done a kinyan? Have the public done a kinyan over there? He made a path. And what did they do? They walk. Is walking over there, Kenyan? Yeah, because he made the path. It's a designed path. There's a fence on each side. Stops, cuts off for the rest of his fields, which he grows produce in. It's just for walking between the street to the beach. So therefore, it's just a path designated only to be a path. He invited them in. They got permission. And they walked. And they're walking on the area only for walking. So that's called a Kenyan. So Chori, you have over there, do have this in of Rabbi Yehuda. Next week we'll analyze that further. Okay. And the Shabbos.